What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how everybody doesn't get love bombed. How narcissistic people, toxic people, whoever you're dealing with, everybody does not get love bombed. So yeah. I know the phases of a toxic relationship with a narcissist. It goes, if you don't know the phase or the cycles of a toxic relationship with a narcissist, toxic person, whatever, it goes love bombing, idealization phase, the evaluation phase. Then it slides into the discard phase. So, like I said before, idealization, love bombing. This is my own personal perspective, y'all, from the view of a diagnosed narcissist who hasn't love bombed everybody he's been with. So, if you, like I said, not everybody gets love bombed. I know I talk to people all the time over Zoom. I do Zoom one-on-ones and things like that. So I talked to people over Zoom, and they was like, well, I didn't get love bombed. The love bombing phase didn't happen to me. We skipped the love bombing phase or whatnot. Typically, if you are the pursuer, you know what I mean? If you pursue the narcissistic person, if you are the one who shows interest in that narcissistic person, the toxic person, whatever, if that's you pursuing them, typically you don't get love bombed. Typically, the work is on you to, you know, pursue, to wine and dine, to put the cheeks on, to clap, whatever the dynamic is. You are pursuing them. And when you pursue them, they don't have to love bomb you. They don't have to idealize you. You're trying to gain their love. You're trying to gain their trust and things like that. So they don't have to love bomb you necessarily. And this happens a lot of time in toxic relationships, y'all, where, like I said, everybody doesn't get that love bombing. You know, it is confusing. And this works out particularly well for women who are narcissistic people, because society, robot resetting, the narcissistic robot doesn't want to come off misogynistic. He's going to reboot and reset this the correct way. But seriously, yeah. Society, you know, societal standards, it just says the man pursues the woman. That's society. That's not even me being misogynistic, but that's just saying that's how society typically works. The man pursues the woman. The man courts the woman or whatever, you know, and that's how it typically works. So if you are a man and you are after a woman and that woman just happens to be a narcissist, you end up pursuing her or them, whoever you're pursuing, and then you love bomb them, you know, and like, no, you don't love bomb them. You idealize them. You give them love, care, affection that they're looking for. You want them to feel, you want them to want you. So you pursue them and it puts you in a deficit. This is what I say to people. If you pursue the narcissist or the toxic person, it puts you in what I refer to as a relationship deficit. Like, you start off in the hole because that person, because like as a narcissist, you know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes women do pursue men. You know, if you are pursuing a man, if you just bold, confident, whatever, and you know what you want, go get it. As a narcissistic person who's been pursued by women before, that I don't have to love bomb them, I knew that I could get away with certain things because they liked me, because they pursued me, because they had already shown interest in me. A lot of narcissistic people tend to want to avoid rejection because rejection brings shame, right? So if you come after me, if you pursue me, if you message me first, it puts you in a deficit because I know you're interested in me. So I know there's a little bit more that I can get away with because you are pursuing me. Like, my wife messaged me first on Facebook years ago. She'll argue this point, and I know y'all gonna be like, well, Lee, that's a lie. I can show y'all the screenshot. She messaged me first. Well, she added me. But yeah, it was funny. This is how it goes. She added me on Facebook, and this is how it went. Yeah. But when you like somebody and you show them that they like you and they just happen to be a narcissist, you are in that relationship deficit. So you go harder and they know they can get away with certain things. So if you are pursuing a narcissistic person, guess what? You tend to ignore certain red flags because you are pursuing them, because you like them, because you want them. You are in pursuit of them. You see what I'm saying? You are after them. You are chasing after them so they can get away with a little bit more stuff. You know, stuff. They can lie to you a little bit. They can manipulate you a little bit. They can, you know, you will see the red flag and ignore it because you like them. So not everybody gets love bombed. I feel like I had to make this video because there's so many people out there who don't get love bombed and you are the pursuer. And it makes you feel like you're not dealing with a narcissistic person. Like people like myself, this is just speaking for narcissistic people like myself. I hate rejection. I hate it. So I've tried to shape my image and my persona and my personality, that the non-disordered part of my personality. I've tried to shape that so people will approach me. I'm fun. I'm friendly. I'm charming. I'm funny. You know what I mean? I'm funny. I make people laugh. People want to be around me because I can be the life of the party, but also not the center of attention. You know, I can be making people laugh and y'all can still be interacting with whoever, you know, and people pursue me based on that. And then once you pursue me, I know I can get away with a few different things. So women do pursue men. Men pursue men. So this is not just a heterosexual relationship type thing. This can be definitely going to the LGBTQIA community as well. Because a woman can pursue another narcissistic woman. A man could pursue a narcissistic man. A non-binary person can pursue another non-binary person. You know what I mean? Whoever you are, you can pursue a narcissistic person regardless of gender and sex and stuff like that. If you want them, it puts you in that deficit. And you have to crawl out of that deficit, y'all. You'll be crawling out of that deficit for a long time because, especially if it's a high, I don't use the word high value because I know how that word, that phrase has been tainted. If you want a person that other people are after, if you are pursuing somebody that other people are interested in, it works that way as well, because you are going to ignore some red flags and they know you want them. They know they have this status and stuff like that. So if everybody knows you want them, this is not just celebrities. It could be the best looking woman or the best looking man in the warehouse, the supervisor, whoever, you know what I mean? If everybody wants this one person, you might be willing to overlook certain things. You know what I mean? So you don't have to be the pursuer, but if other people are interested in this person, and you know you're in competition, you might overlook red flags as well. And you might, you know, ignore, like you might love bomb them. You might idealize them. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make you a narcissist. You're not a narcissist for pursuing somebody. I'll let you know that straight up. But I'm just saying, and this is not me trying to deter you from pursuing people. This is just trying to say, hey, look, if you pursue someone, understand that you are in a deficit right now. Because if you pursue them, then they can get away with, there's still red flags if you pursue them. They can still lie to you. They can still manipulate you. They can still cheat on you. They can still do a few other things to get away with whatever they have going on. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily have to be this one way or the other. They can absolutely pursue you. I mean, they can absolutely pursue you and not love bomb you. They can take it slow. So it doesn't have to do, you don't have to pursue the narcissist to not get love bombed. They don't have to love bomb you. They can take it slowly, y'all. They can take it slow. They can do minuscule stuff. They can do little stuff to make you feel important. Love bombing typically is presented as these grandiose gestures. But love bombing could be just listening to you. You know what I mean? That's love bombing to you because you never had anybody listen to you like this. That's love bombing to you because you never had anybody pay attention to you like this. So that's love bombing to you. It doesn't have to be a huge grand gesture. Everybody doesn't get the grand gestures of love bombing. You get little minute stuff that makes you feel important. That makes you feel special. That makes you feel like this person values you above all other people. You see what I'm saying? So it can be love bombing doesn't have to be grandiose. It can absolutely be something small. It can absolutely be something minute. It doesn't have to be something huge. But it still falls onto you. Into the category that you have to, you know, protect yourself. If you see a red flag, do not ignore it. So many people get into these situations in these dynamics where you ignore red flags, y'all, because you like somebody or because you can't believe this person talked to you. If you feel like this person is out of your league and they don't have to love bomb you, like, oh, what are you doing? You want me? Wow. Okay. Oh, you lying to me? This a red flag? Oh, I'll ignore it because I don't think I'm worthy of you. I think you are out of my league. What are you doing talking to me? You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of different situations and dynamics that present themselves where people they don't get love bombed, y'all. I just feel like I needed to bring this video to the table, to the forefront, to let people know just because you don't get love bombed does not mean that you're not dealing with a narcissistic person. And that narcissistic people, you know, it knows no race, knows no gender, knows no sexuality, knows no ethnicity, religion, whatever, culture and whatnot. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm gonna cut this thing short. I try to keep it around 10-11 minutes now. I'm trying to increase it or whatever, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Seriously, y'all. I'm starting, like I said, my live show series is coming up here pretty soon. I'm getting people that are reaching out to me that want me to start a show about toxic relationships, like on an audio show. I'm considering doing that, y'all. Let me know what you think about an audio show. I'm thinking about starting a blog too, but a blog would be kind of difficult for me to do. I would have to do it on my phone. I don't know, vlog, whatever. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. If you haven't already, support the brand, y'all. I love me, the self-love brand. Stay tuned for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.